with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Supreme Court is limiting the power of local courts to issue nationwide injunctions. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a 6-3 vote, the High Court's conservative majority handed the Trump administration a major legal victory. The Supreme Court is putting the brakes on district judges who issue nationwide injunctions to stop a president's executive orders. The ruling stems from Donald Trump's order to end automatic birthright citizenship for children of undocumented immigrants. Justices, however, did not specifically rule on birthright citizenship, only on curbing the power of a single judge to block such policies for the entire country. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A lawyer says the Supreme Court's ruling that Maryland parents who have religious objections can pull their children from public school lessons using LGBTQ storybooks is a historic victory for parental rights. Lawyer Eric Baxter says kids shouldn't be forced into conversations about drag queens or gender transitions without their parents' permission. Texas's attorney general is praising a Supreme Court ruling upholding a state law aimed at blocking children from seeing pornography online. Attorney General Ken Paxton said Friday companies have no right to expose children to pornography and must institute reasonable age verification measures. President Trump says that Iran will have to open up and cooperate with nuclear inspectors.
In Iran.
Or somebody, yeah, or somebody that we respect, including ourselves.
The war was a tremendous, look, we were talking about this for 30 years, about Iran being nuclear, and all I said is it will not be nuclear, and it's not going to be nuclear.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 432 points. This is SRN News. Delaware goes all in on transgenderism.
Democratic Governor Matt Meyer has issued an executive order designed to make his state a destination for people who want their children to have sex change operations. The order establishes that Delaware is now a, quote, shield state, prohibiting state agencies from cooperating with investigations, subpoenas, or legal actions initiated in other states against individuals or providers involved in gender-affirming care. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Armenia's security services have arrested one of the country's top religious leaders on terrorism charges and accused him of plotting to overthrow the government. Archbishop Bagrat Gastanyan, a leading figure in the influential Armenian Apostolic Church, the government accuses him of planning to carry out bombings and arson attacks to disrupt power supplies and stage accidents on major roads. This is SRN News. Police have detained six Americans in South Korea.
They allegedly tried to send 1,600 plastic bottles filled with rice, dollar bills, and Bibles toward North Korea by sea. Police say the Americans tried to throw the bottles into the water so they would float toward North Korean shores by the tides. They were detained on allegations they violated safety laws. Activists floating plastic bottles or flying balloons carrying anti-North Korean propaganda across the border has long caused tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Jason Walker reporting.
Flash floods triggered by pre-monsoon rain swept away dozens of tourists in northwest Pakistan on Friday. They killed at least 8 people. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.